Almost 3 billion animals were killed or displaced. Nearly 13 million hectares of forest and bushland was burnt in the devastating 2019-2020 bushfires. In response to that unprecedented destruction, two of the country's leading environmental organisations have teamed up to try and boost our resilience to climate change in the Australian bush. Greening Australia and the Worldwide Fund for Nature are launching this new partnership today. Tim Cronin is the Senior Manager of Species Conservation with WWF Australia. Tim, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Tim. Tim, environmentalists have been warning about the impacts of climate change on plants and animals for a long time. Why did it take these bushfires, these catastrophic fires, to spur you into this action?
Oh, look, I think a lot of people both within and beyond the environmental sector thought it was something that was coming at us down the road, that it was on the horizon, and then we had a bit of time to prepare. But I think we've all seen over the last couple of years that it's here and now, and we don't have time to wait. So we've really got to get on the front foot in preparing.
Okay, so how are we going to prepare it? We know how to make buildings and bridges more resilient. How can we make nature more resilient in the face of climate change?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, we've got some answers, but we certainly don't have all the answers, and that's what this partnership is about. It's about testing new things.
So what sort of things?
Well, some of the things we're looking at now and due to kick off, one thing is we refer to as climate-ready seed. So when we talk about landscape restoration and revegetation, traditionally the sector has focused really on those plants and those, you know, those species, those seeds that have come from that particular area, local provenance it's referred to. Whereas the reality is if we're facing a 2 or 3 degree warming future, you know, many of those plants are not going to survive. So we want to test new species or different forms of seed that come from areas that are more adapted to those temperatures and see how they cope, you know, in particular areas.
So are you... If you're talking about introducing new seeds then, you're running a risk of, you know, potentially harming other species native to that area if you change the mix?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, there's absolutely risks associated. So we've got to take a very experimental approach to it. We've got to make sure we manage those risks. We've got to make sure we monitor it, and we've got to make sure we adapt as we go. But the reality is, you know, climate change is coming on hard and fast. And we've got to do things differently. We've got to take risks, and that's also part of what this partnership's about.
And one of the areas, one of the species you're looking at in terms of building more resilience in that species, I understand, is the glossy black cockatoo. It's got major populations on Kangaroo Island. Kangaroo Island absolutely, you know, wrecked by the bushfires. They wreaked havoc on Kangaroo Island. What has that done? Have you been able to measure to the glossy black cockatoo population? And what might this project entail when it comes to trying to protect that in the long run to more bushfires?
Yeah, it's a good point. Kangaroo Island was smashed, had massive impact on the glossy blacks. And what that's done is it's left them, you know, really vulnerable to another similar event. You know, there's one or two local populations left and they're very isolated on that island. So what we're going to do is we're going to try and establish new metapopulations actually outside Kangaroo Island, so re-establish habitat for the cockatoos on the mainland. So basically we can spread the risk that, as I said, if there's another similar fire event or another climate-induced disaster, that we spread the risk that we could lose the species forever.
Okay, this research lab, I suppose we could call it, you're setting up, or this project, but this dual production, yeah, both organisations, Greening Australia and WWF, are putting in $10 million as startup money. How's it going to work? Is it based on the Panda Labs that WWF has operating globally, or is it something different to that?
That's a really good question. Look, we've both committed at least $10 million from each organisation, but what we have done is we've designed a $50 million program. So we're seeking additional funding from government sector, from corporate sector, anyone else who wants to contribute to this. And part of that will be designed under our Panda Labs approach, which is really about disrupting traditional thinking, and it's about bringing in unlikely allies to try and solve some of these wicked problems. It's something we've been building for a few years now. It is a global program, and it's shown some great success. And I think the bushfires is a really good example of where we need to bring in fresh thinking. We can't be stuck in our old ways, either as environmentalists or anybody else. You know, the thought of locking up nature and throwing away the key. You know, that's no longer, you know, the way we think about things. And equally, you know, other sectors need to, you know, we need to come together and address the problem differently.
We have Bushfires Centre of Excellence, Australian Research Centre, I think, in terms of bushfires. Will you be working with those many scientists around Australia and experts around Australia who are already working on bushfires?
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to work with anyone and everybody. We wouldn't have had a chance yet to engage with everybody, far from it, but this is really about collaboration. You know, it's two big brands, two big organisations coming together, but ultimately it's not about us. It's about bringing everybody into that tent and trying to think about things differently and realise that climate change is here. It's not something we can wait, you know, wait for nature to take its course, that we need to be proactive in finding solutions.
Okay, Tim, thanks very much for joining us.
No worries. Appreciate your time.
Tim Cronin is the Senior Manager of Species Conservation with WWF Australia.